I'll bless your name, oh God. Brother Dan, would you take this to Sister Evelyn Riggs and tell her happy birthday and that we love her bunches? Praise God. Appreciate and love our elders tonight. Praise God. Love what God's doing in the house, the presence of God, the moving of His Spirit. Children being filled up with the Word of God. Young people standing with a great deal of independence and strength, choosing to live for God just because they want to. Just exciting days in the kingdom of God. And we're thrilled and delighted to have Brother and Sister Wells in the house with us tonight. And what a word in the house this morning. Appreciate that. Praise God. Praise. I'll just tell you, anytime I hear that passage and I think about and consider those things, there may be the fact that there's a lot of people that don't want this or won't open up for this, but don't let them be in this house. Let's lift our voice together and say, God, if you're going to do it anywhere, do it right here. If you're going to do it with anybody, do it with me. If you're going to do it any time, do it right now, oh God. Hallelujah. We want God to have His way. And if God's going to do a miracle somewhere, let Him do it here. And if God's going to pour out a revival that just causes everybody to shake their heads in abject bewilderment, let it happen here. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Praise God. Brother Wells, we love you. I want you to come. And as you do, I want the church to stretch forth their hand and pray God's blessing and strength in your life. God bless the ministry here and the family here. Praise God. Love you.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, what a good presence of the Lord is here tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I feel rich in my spirit tonight that God would come down and allow you and I to be in the kind of atmosphere we're in tonight. Amen. He didn't have to let us feel Him. He didn't have to let us know Him, but He did. And I'm thankful, aren't you? Amen. What a great presence of the Lord is here tonight. It's my privilege to be here. Thank you so much for your invitation to come to be with you Friday night and today. And thank you for all of your kindness, the wonderful basket in the room, and everything's just first class about New Life. And I love it. I love Brother and Sister Sutton and all of their family, the whole family. Amen. And it's just so good to be here. Glad my wife is with me. Amen. And if you years ago, I preached a revival, and I preached for 5 nights, and nobody got the Holy Ghost. And my wife sang the last night, and 5 people got the Holy Ghost. So we tried that tonight, but hallelujah. No, I'm just kidding, but I'm glad my wife's here. I'd love to hear her sing. And if you have your Bibles, turn with me to the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 42. Genesis chapter 42, I'll start reading at verse 36. To preface what I'm about to preach, I feel like the Holy Ghost has got us here. I am generally not a preacher that gets hung up on the meaning of names. I feel like you have to be a little careful with that, but I feel like this passage of Scripture has great power and meaning, and we're going to visit it here tonight, and I feel like God's going to do something special for us in Jesus' name. And hallelujah, the Holy Ghost is going to help us. Verse 36 of Genesis chapter 42, to lay some groundwork, Jacob's sons have returned from Egypt, and Simeon has been cast into prison by his brother Joseph. Joseph knew them, but they didn't know him. And they returned to their father with the money in their bundles of corn. And they are seeking Jacob's permission to take Benjamin back to Egypt. Because Joseph said, I won't see your face or you'll not see my face unless you bring your other brother. And this is Jacob's response, verse 36. Jacob, their father, said unto them, me have ye bereaved of my children. Joseph is not, and Simeon is not, and ye will take Benjamin away. All these things are against me. Reuben spake unto Israel, his father, saying, slay my two sons. If I bring not him not to thee, deliver him into my hand, and I will bring him to thee again. And he said, my son shall not go down with you, for his brother is dead, and he is left alone. If mischief befall him by the way in the which you go, then shall ye bring down my gray hairs with sorrow to the grave. And the famine was sore in the land. Verse 41 of chapter 43. And the famine was sore in the land, and it came to pass when they had eaten up the corn which they had brought out of Egypt, their father said unto them, go again, buy us a little food. And Judah spake unto him, saying, the man did solemnly protest unto us, saying, you shall not see my face, except your brother be with you. If thou wilt send our brother with us, we will go down and buy thee food. But if thou wilt not send him, we will not go down. For the man said unto us, you shall not see my face, except your brother be with you. And Israel said, wherefore dealt ye so ill with me as to tell the man whether ye had yet a brother? And they said, the man asked us straitly of our state and of our kindred, saying, is your father yet alive? Have ye another brother? And we told him, according to the tenor of those words, could we certainly know that he would say, bring your brother down. And Judah said unto Israel, his father, send the lad with me, and we will arise and go, that we may live and not die, both we and thou and all of our little ones. I will be surety for him. Of my hand shalt thou require him, if I bring him not unto thee and set him before thee, then let me bear the blame forever. Amen. I want to preach tonight with the help of the Holy Ghost. Joseph is not. Simeon is not. All these things are against me. Amen. All these things are against me. Let's ask the Holy Ghost to help us tonight. Father, we trust you. I ask you for correction, for direction and spiritual guidance. I ask you, God, that you would anoint my mind, that I could follow where you would lead. Anoint my spirit, God, that you can flow through me like water tonight, I pray. Help us, God, to connect. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Would you clap your hands to heaven and shout with your voice as you're seated in Jesus' name? Come on, clap your hands with faith. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. All these things are against me. Hallelujah. God bless you for standing. You may be seated. Joseph has been sold into bondage by his brothers. Out of their contempt and their jealousy and their hatred for him, the Bible says he was banished to Egypt. He becomes Potiphar's right-hand man. He begins to rule over his house till he is lied on by Potiphar's wife, and then he is cast into prison. Bible tells us the story that after some time he rises to the kingdom. He rises to the throne of Pharaoh, to the point that there was no one in Egypt more powerful than Joseph except for Pharaoh. He got there by interpreting a dream in the which that Pharaoh said there were seven fat cows and seven fat ears of corn, and then seven lean cows ate up the fat cows and seven lean ears of corn ate up the good ears. And Joseph said, it is the word of God that there would be 7 good years, 7 years of plenty, 7 years of God's blessing, and then it would be followed by 7 years of hard time and 7 years of famine and 7 years of drought. And so Pharaoh appoints Joseph to be the ruler over Egypt, and he gives him the power and the credentials to buy and sell in the name of Pharaoh. And for 7 years, as the blessings of God and the goodness of the land come, Joseph lays up stacks of corn and stores of corn, and he buys all the food that can be bought. And, amen, he pays the debts by taking food and things that would take them through the 7 years of bad times. And so, amen, Joseph is in Egypt. The 7 good years are ended, and the 7 lean years are beginning. And the Bible says that after a time, there began to be a dearth in all the land. And the Bible says that the dearth, or the famine, went all over the face of the earth. And Joseph opened the storehouses and sold unto the Egyptians, and the famine waxed sore in the land. Now we turn to Jacob. He is the father of 12 sons. Joseph, in his mind, is dead. He was told by his brothers that he was slain by an animal. They brought his bloody coat and told him that he was gone. The Bible tells us that Jacob is the image, or the figureship, of all of the prophetic that God prophesied to Abraham. I will make your seed as the stars of the heaven. I'll make your seed as the sands of the seashore in number. In you shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. And I would submit to you tonight that Jacob stood knowing those prophecies, knowing that God had promised that his children and his lineage would be as great as the sands of the sea. But Brother Sutton, as he looks upon his certain condition and his present circumstances, the Bible says he sees 11 sons. One is dead. Now he has 11 sons, and the Bible says the number of his family was about 70 souls. He looks at all the promises of God that are yet undone. He looks at all the blessings of God that are not accomplished. And he looks at his 70 children, or the 70 souls that could be called his family. And he says, how is 70 children going to become the children of the world? How? It doesn't look like that all the nations of the world will be blessed through us. And then the famine comes, and they are literally starving to death. There is no food. There's no substance to buy to make everything. I mean, you try feeding 70 people, and there's no corn in the land. And the Bible says that Jacob hears that there was corn in Egypt. So he sends 10 of his children down to Egypt. He does not send Benjamin, his brother, the brother of Joseph, his new beloved son. He will not send Benjamin to Egypt, but he sends those 10 other brothers. They go to Egypt with money in their hand to buy bread. They come before Joseph, and the Bible says Joseph knew his brothers, but his brothers knew him not. He looked at them, and he asked them who they were. He said, tell me who you are. They said, we are all one man's sons. We are true men. Thy servants are no spies. He said, no, you came to see the nakedness of the land. He said, you come to look at how bad a shape we're in. The Bible says, they responded, we are 12 brethren, the sons of one man in the land of Canaan. And behold, the
the youngest is with our father, and one is not. And Joseph spake unto them, that is that I spake unto you, saying, ye are spies. Hereby ye shall be proved. By the life of Pharaoh, you shall not go forth until you bring your youngest brother to me. They began to weep. They know our father loves Benjamin. He's not going to send Benjamin down here. He's not going to let Benjamin out of his sight. They begin to wring their hands. How are we going to do it? He said, send one of you and go fetch his brother, and all of you shall be kept in prison. They begin to cry. Reuben stands up. And he says to all of his brothers, I knew we shouldn't have done what we'd done to Joseph. I knew that some evil would come from us selling our brother into the land of slavery. The Bible says that finally Joseph turns to those men. They still don't know who he is. He says, if you'll bring your youngest brother with you, your words will be verily true, and you will not die. And the Bible says that he took Simeon, one of their brothers, and he bound them in front of them. The Bible says he bound them in him in front of their eyes, and he cast him in prison. The Bible says that they went back to their father Jacob. Simeon is in prison. They come back, nine of them. They stand before Jacob and they say, Father, there was a man in Egypt that said to us, he thought we were spies, and he promised that we would not see his face and we would not buy any more corn from him until we brought our youngest brother back with him. Simeon is in his hands. He put Simeon in prison, and we can't get any more corn, and we can't get Simeon out of prison until we take Benjamin to Egypt. Jacob looks at them. His eyes grow weary. He begins to weep. He says, no, you're not taking Benjamin. He's my baby. He's the brother of Joseph. His brother is dead. You will not take Benjamin. I want to preach to you here tonight that although I don't put a whole lot of stock in names, these boys, every time they were named, when they were named in the book of Genesis, the Bible gave us the meaning of their name. And as I read you the text I read you tonight, I can hear the weeping cry of the old man Jacob as he says, why is all this against me? You have bereaved me of my children. Joseph is not, and Simeon is not, and now you would take Benjamin with you. I want to tell you here tonight that the word Joseph means to add. He said, you've taken away my ability to add. I'm supposed to be blessing the whole earth, but I've only got 70 souls. You took away my ability to have revival. You took away my ability to have addition. I want to preach to you. I know it's just a name, but preach with me for a little while. He said, Joseph is not. I lost my ability to have revival. I lost my ability to add to my church. And now Simeon is not. The word Simeon means to hear. He said, I can't hear from God. I can't get any direction. I'm in a famine. There's no corn. There's no goodness. There's no rain. My ability to have revival is dead. My ability to hear from God is locked up in Egypt. And now you want to take Benjamin. The word Benjamin means the son of the right hand, the son of power. He said, I've lost my ability to add, and I've lost my ability to hear, and now you want to take my power. I don't know where I'm going. I can't get direction. I can't have revival, and now you want to take away my ability to have the power of God at work in my life. He said, you're not taking him. I'm not going to send Benjamin with you. I'm not going to lose my power. I may have lost revival. I may have lost the ability to hear, but I'm not going to lose my power. You're not going. My God, have mercy. The old man says, if I lose my power, my gray hairs are going to go down in sorrow to the grave. Joseph is not. Simeon is not. And now you want Benjamin. All these things are against me. What am I going to do? Everywhere I turn, I see famine. I see brokenness. I see emptiness. I've lost revival. I've lost my ability to hear. I've lost two of my children. The word bereaved means they've been stolen away. Joseph's been stolen. Simeon's been stolen. I lost it to some force that's unseen. I lost it to some force that's sinister behind the scenes. And now you want the son of my power. Now you want the strength of my glory. Now you want to take away the ability to have the supernatural. Natural at work. I'm not going to let you. A few days go by. They ate up all the corn that they brought out of Egypt. Reuben, that unstable moving force, said, "Let me take him. And if I don't bring him back, slay two of my son." Jacob says, "All these things are against me. What good would I have? What happiness would I feel from slaying two of my grandchildren? I don't want any more death. I don't want any more loss. You bereaved me of Joseph. You bereaved me of Simeon. And I didn't, Reuben, I don't want to kill anybody. I just don't want to lose nothing else." They keep on eating their corn. They get down to the bottom of the barrel. There's nothing left. Reuben says, "I'll take him. I'll let you kill two of my kids if you don't bring him." He says, "I don't want any more death. I don't want any more loss. I don't want any more heartbreak. Joseph is not, and Simeon is not, and all these things are against me." Now I'm going to preach. But Judah walks up. Oh, celebrator, the praiser. Judah comes up and he says, "Send the lad with me." Ooh, have mercy. He said, "We need a revival, Daddy. We're out of corn. We're eating out of burlap bags. We can't add. We can't hear. We got to have revival. We got to have a breakthrough. Send the lad with me." Judah said, "Why don't you let me put my hand in his hand? We will arise together and we'll go to Egypt." He said, "Why don't you send Joseph? Send Benjamin down with praise. Why don't you send Benjamin down with a shout and with a dance? If you were my God, have mercy." Judah knew, hey, if you Makoshatakataya, the only way you're not going to lose your power is to link him up with praise. You can't hold on to it by sitting on your hands. You can't hold on to it saying all these things are against me. You got to put the hand of Judah in the hand of Benjamin and say, "I'm going to trust my power to the worshiper. I'm going to trust my power to the celebrator. Come on, I know it's just a name, but help me preach tonight. If I'm going to keep my power, I'm going to have to send him with praise. I'm going to have to send him with worship. Joseph is not. Simeon is not, but I'm not going to lose Benjamin because I'm going to link him up with worship." Judah says, "Let me take him and we will go down and buy food." He said, "I don't want to send him. Why did you do this? Why did you tell him you had another brother? Why did you tell him that you had a father? Why did you tell him?" Judah said, "Look, Dad," he knew what was going on. He said, "I want to know, is your father alive? I want to know, do you have another brother? I want to tell you something. Revival was locked up in Egypt. Revival was captive in Egypt. But revival said, I want to know, is Daddy still alive? I want to know, is everything all right with Benjamin? I'm not going to see, you're not going to see revival until you link up the power with praise. You're not going to see my face until you hook up Benjamin with worship and send him to Egypt." And Judah says, "We got to go, Daddy. He asked us specifically for our brother. He asked us straightly of our state and our kindred. Judah said unto Israel, his father, send the lad with me, and we will arise and go, that we may live and not die, both we and thou and our little ones. All the promises that are in our hand, Daddy. All the prophecies that are summed up in our loins. All the prophecies that are behind us, pushing us into our future. If we're going to get them, if we're going to live, if they're going to have life, you're going to have to let me take Benjamin by the hand and go to Egypt. I'll bring him back to you. I'll bring him back in praise. I'll bring him back. And Judah said, I will be surety for him. The word surety means to braid, to connect, to become as one. Judah said, I know you don't want to lose Benjamin. I know you've already lost Joseph, and you've already lost Simeon, and you don't want to lose Benjamin. You don't want to lose your power. But Judah said, I'm going to tell you what, Daddy, if you'll put him in my hand, I'm going to braid myself to him. We're going to become as one, and we're going, and I promise you, I swear to you, I'll bring him back again. Woo! Musicians come, I'm getting ready to quit. The Bible says that Benjamin puts his hand in Judah's hand and they make their way to Egypt. Can you imagine, Brother Sutton, the grief and the trepidation and the hesitancy that Jacob must have been feeling? Joseph is not. Simeon is not. And I'm watching Benjamin walk away. They go out of sight. Judah and those other brothers take Benjamin to Egypt. They stand before Joseph. Joseph sees his brother Benjamin, begins to weep and cry. He threw his arms around their neck and he says, I'm your brother, Joseph. I'm your brother that you lost. And the Bible said he brought Simeon out of prison and he delivered him into their hand. And when Judah and Benjamin got to Egypt, all the things that had been lost and all the things that were not were now in the presence of it. My God. Joseph said, what you meant for evil, God turned it around for good. You thought you lost revival. You thought you lost the word of God. But when you linked up praise and power, when you linked up praise and power, you got... Wow! Joseph eats dinner with him, reveals himself to him. And then he says, now take your wagons out of the land of Egypt for your little ones and for your wives and bring your father and come. Also regard not your stuff, for the good of all the land of Egypt is yours. And the children of Israel did so, and Joseph gave them wagons according to the commandment of Pharaoh and gave them provision for the way. To all of them each he gave changes of raiment, but to Benjamin he gave 300 pieces of silver and 5 changes of raiment. And his father, mercy. And to his father he sent this manner: 10 asses laden with good things of Egypt, 10 she asses laden with corn and bread and meat for his father. And he sent his brethren away. There weren't any cell phones to send pictures. There wasn't Instagram to know what was happening. But oh, Jacob was looking out the window. I lost Joseph. I lost Simeon. And now it looks like I'm going to lose Benjamin. But oh, that fateful morning. When Judah and Benjamin came riding over the hill, they're still tied together. I can see them arm in arm. Judah, the right hand of power. Judah, the worshiper. Judah, the praiser. And Benjamin, the power. When they come walking over the hill, Joseph's heart, Jacob's heart leaps within him. But what he didn't expect to see was wagons. All the... 10 she asses loaded with corn, 10 asses loaded with all kinds of good things. What he didn't know was, I sent Benjamin away in worship, I sent Benjamin away in power, but when he came back, he brought revival. They said, Daddy, Joseph is yet alive, and he's the governor over the land of Egypt. And Jacob's heart fainted, for he believed their words not. Israel said, it is enough. Joseph, my son, is yet alive. I will go see him before I die. He took his journey, and when he came to Beersheba, I'm about to preach, and offered sacrifices unto the God of his father Abraham. And God spake unto Israel in the visions of the night and said, Jacob, Jacob. And he said, here am I. I hadn't heard from God in a while. I've been tied up in the loss of Joseph. I've been tied up in the loss of Simeon. I've been tied up in losing Benjamin. I didn't hear no God. I hadn't heard from God in a long time. I've just been living in loss. I've been living without Joseph. I've been living without Simeon. But now that worship and praise hooked up with power, now I can hear from God. And God said, fear not to go down into Egypt, for there I will make of thee a great nation. I will go with thee down to Egypt, and I will surely bring thee up again. And Joseph, Joseph, revival, addition. He said, Joseph is going to put his hand on your eyes. You ain't ever going to lose him again. When you close your eyes and sleep, he's going to be the one to cover your eyes. All these things are against me. Joseph is not. Simeon is not. And now you want Benjamin. But Judah said, if you'll put him in my hand, when we come back, we're going to bring wagons. Not just wagons with gifts, but wagons to move you to the promise. Wagons to move you to the prophecy. We're going to take you to the place that God said, I will make of thee no more 70 souls, no more little bit. I will make of thee a great nation. Woo! When Jacob went to Egypt, and he saw all 12 of his sons together again. What a reunion day that was. It wasn't very long after that, Joseph said, Daddy, I want you to pray for my sons. Bless them. Bless my children. And I promise you, I'm going to take you back to your promised land. You're going to see everything God's going to bring to pass. You're going to see a glimpse of the greatness of the nation that God swore to our grandpa Abraham. You're going to see it all, Daddy, when you link up Judah and Benjamin. I don't want to lose anything else, but I can't sit here and hold on to it. If I'm going to see revival, I've got to link up my praise with the power that God's entrusted. I've lost Judah. I've lost Joseph. I've lost Simeon. But I'm going to link up Judah and worship. I'm going to link up Judah with Benjamin. And when I see him again, I'm going to see every promise come to pass. I'm going to see wagons. I'm going to see blessing. I'm going to see Egypt. I'm going to hear from God. God said, that thing you thought you lost, that son you pined for all those days, he's going to be the one to sit by your bed and cover your eyes. And he's going to be the one to carry you back to the land of Canaan and bury you. Hallelujah. Woo, I feel the word of God in this house right now. We're here tonight. We got a lot of prophecies that are standing over us that are yet unfinished. I'm going to tell you, I got some things in my life that every now and then, Brother Sutton, I look at them and I say, God, how's that going to happen? I'm supposed to be blessing the whole earth and I've only got 70 souls. How's it going to happen? Joseph is not. Simeon is not. And now they want to take away Benjamin. Now they want to get Benjamin. Now they want my last hold on the things that I hold dear. But Judah said, if you'll put him in my hand, I'll be a surety to him. I'm going to bring him back again. I'm going to bring him back in power. I'm going to bring him back in victory. I'm going to bring him back in restoration. I'm going to bring him back in multiplication. I'm not coming back with just one bag. Benjamin said, I got 300 pieces of silver, 5 changes of raiment. Wow, God, I feel the Holy Ghost. Oh, I want us to stand all over this house. I feel a deep move of the Holy Ghost here tonight. I've been praying all day how he's going to end this thing. Maybe God's going to end it. All these things are against me. If you're here tonight and you got promises in your life, That it don't seem like they're going to have the opportunity to come to pass because all these things are against you, I want you to come down to this altar. God, you promised me blessing, but I've lost my ability to add. You promised me favor. You promised me a word, but I hadn't heard from you in a long time. God, I've lost some things. All these things are against me. I'm talking to some young preachers right now. Some things are beginning to look like that they're slipping out of your hand. But I've come to tell you tonight in the Holy Ghost that God's about to link some stuff up in your life. Judah and Benjamin are about to get together and pray. Praise is going to make a vaksha. I'm going to be a surety. I'm going to swear to you I'll bring it again. I don't know how it's going to happen. I don't know how we're going to be great. But Come on. Judah's going to take us to Egypt. Judah's going to bring revival. Judah's going to make us great in Egypt. Judah's going to restore us with Joseph. Judah's going to restore us with Simeon. Judah's going to restore us with Benjamin. Come on, if you got the Holy Ghost, I want you to lift your hands. I talk in tongues right now. Come on, pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray fervently. Come on, if you got some things that God needs to bring to pass in your life, I want you to pray in the Holy Ghost. I want you to look around somewhere and find Judah and say, Judah, let's rise and go to Egypt. Let's go to Egypt, Judah. Let's return again with wagons. Let's return again with donkeys. Let's come back with healing and hope and miracles and signs and wonders. Come on, pray right now. Come on, somebody get Judah by the hand. I'm going to worship my way to Egypt. I'm going to worship my way to miracles. I'm going to worship my way to the answer to my prayer. Come on. Reach up and take Judah by the hand. Come on, Judah. Take us to Egypt. Come on, Judah. Take us to victory. Come on, Judah. Come on. Reach. Come on, Judah. I'm going to link up with Benjamin. Oh, Joseph is not. Simeon is not. But I'm going to take Judah and I'm going to get him back. Come on, let's go get him. Come on, pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. I want to see it. I want to see the miraculous. I want to go to Egypt and see all 12 sons. Come on. Why worship, worship, worship.
He is defeated.
Judah, and we're going down in the power of praise. We're going to Egypt in worship. Come on, if you need the Holy Ghost, raise your hands right now. Come on, I just shut down.
Come on,
all these things are against me, but I'm going to shout my way out of them. I'm going to shout my way to miracles. I'm going to shout my way to victory. Yes. Telling some of you right now, send it with me. Send it with me. I'll be a surety to you. I'll braid myself to it. I'll hobble so to you. Come on. Stone. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Judas telling us. Judas telling us. Send it with me. Send it with me. We're going to go get it. We're going to go get wagons. We're going to go get Simeon. We're going to go get Joseph. Yeah. Every promise is mine. Every prophecy is mine. I'm going to get it. Come on, Judah. Come on, Judah. Come on, Judah. Let's go to Egypt. Come on, Judah. Let's go. Fear not to go to Egypt, for there I will make of thee a great nation. I'm going to see it come to pass in the power of praise. I've got the victory. Neighbor by the hand. I'd say, come on, Judah. Let's go to Egypt. Come on, Judah. Let's go to Egypt. Let's go get revival. Let's go get prophecy. Let's go get healing. Let's go get hope. Let's go get it.